I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. The House Education Committee is going back to the drawing board on a controversial plan to cap school spending next year. Although the plan has drawn a lot of criticism, the chairman of the committee says it is critical to curb school spending over the next few years, as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
2 weeks ago, the House Education Committee voted for a bill that calls for larger school districts throughout the state by 2018. The legislation also includes a 2% cap on local per-pupil spending rates. Steve Dale is the executive director of the Vermont School Boards Association. His group opposes the cap because he says it unfairly restricts local school boards. For instance, Dale questions what would happen if a group of special education students unexpectedly entered a school district, or perhaps a school roof needed to be replaced immediately.
I understand they were trying to convey a message that we've heard you and we take this seriously. But when you start to get into any level of analysis on that, it just plain doesn't work.
The bill is being reviewed by the House Ways and Means Committee. Calais Representative Janet Ansel is the chairwoman of the panel. She doesn't think the cap is ready for prime time in its present form.
I think we've heard concerns expressed even from members of the House Education Committee. So we're hoping they take another look at it.
Bristol Representative Dave Sharp is the chairman of the House Education Committee. He agrees that the proposed cap needs to be changed, and he wants a small group of lawmakers to come up with a more precise approach.
It's a pretty blunt instrument at the moment, and I believe it needs to be fine-tuned before it goes to the floor.
But Sharp also feels very strongly that some mechanism to curb school spending is needed until the major provisions of his larger bill take effect.
We've had voters express strongly their concerns over property taxes, and so we need some interim measures that will keep property taxes down until we get to the larger school districts that are envisioned in the bill.
There isn't a lot of time for lawmakers to design a new capping mechanism. The entire bill needs the approval of the full House by the end of the month if it's going to have a chance to be considered in the Senate this year. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.